You ever heard that word?
Yes, I've heard the word. I can't say I've ever really used it. Not in any serious conversation.
Okay. Have you ever, well, if you were a schoolboy,
yeah,
and you were getting scolded, then you'd say, I don't know why she's blaming me. I blank wrong.
Haven't done anything wrong.
If someone apologizes for breaking your rake or something in your house, an ashtray or something, you'd say, oh, that's okay. I didn't really
need it.
I didn't really like it.
Like it? I didn't really like it very much.
Mm-hmm.
Enough to have you arrested for.
A crying child might say, he was eating candy and didn't give me
any.
If a boy is spoiled, when he grows up, he might say, he'll have his trouble.
Someday.
Have you ever heard the term, like as not, or soon enough?
Like as not?
Yeah, he'll have his trouble.
Like as not?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Never have you said?
That's a little too rural. No.
Okay. What are the trenches cut by a plow?
A furrow.
And what would more than one of those be?
Furrows.
If you have a good yield, you say, we raised a big
crop.
If you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you say you did what?
Cleared the land.
Mm-hmm. If you have the second cutting of clover or grass, what do you call the old, dry, dead grass that is left over on the ground in the spring?
Stubble.
If you have wheat and you're harvesting your wheat, what are you tied up into? You might have, say you had a lot of paperwork. And you put
a bundle?
Yeah. Or you might say you had a lot of papers and you put them all together and you had of papers.
Piles? Stack?
Alright. Have you ever heard of sheaf?
Mm-mm.
You've heard of bringing in the sheaves, I know.
Yeah.
If the bundles of sheaves are piled up into of wheat or corn, about a shock.
Shock of wheat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've heard of it. I've just heard the phrase, and so.
If you raised 40 what of wheat to an acre, you'd have a good meal.
Bushels.
Mm-hmm. What have you got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Mill.
Mm-hmm. This is another way this word is used for beating. You would get if you got beat, you'd get whipped, you'd get
struck, bruised, battered.
Let's see.